Namaste. My name is Will Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, life is a power struggle. Everybody wants more power. Even your sweetest girlfriend, if you have several, your mother, your kids, your dog, your cat want to overpower you. This is here so? Okay. And what to do? So the best is to go out, be alone, live alone, don't speak with other people, and then you will see you still need the other people. This is not working. Live in a monastery. I've done so. There are so mighty, full, hungry people who want to overpower you. It's awful. It can be worse than in the normal relationships. As I live in a monastery peacefully, without that anybody is overpowering you, will never happen and never happened. Okay? It's the opposite. So, it would be the best when somebody loves to serve the people and this person has the power and will not exploit the people. Then there would be no power struggle, it would be the best for everybody. But this rarely happens. And we can't expect that. Because we all have an ego, also you. So, what are the best strategies to go out of these power struggles? So I will tell you here my life strategies for power struggles. And these strategies should be applied non-criminal, ethical, and legitimate. Okay? So the first strategy is just go out of this terrible situation when somebody wants to control you. So just bye, you are right. Finish. The next strategy is my favorite. When I've read I'm the Godfather from Mario Puzo, it was really the best strategy until today. Be cool. The best fighters are always calm and fearless. Say what you want, regardless if the other person likes it or not. Don't say anything more and don't discuss the why. Let's can think over the other guy by himself. If you discuss, you become weak. And you don't tell your strategies. I can go to the lawyer, blah, blah, blah. Let it out. Just go. And then apply your strategies. Mercyless. And it works. Because you didn't have taught anything. And the next time the guy will respect you. And I make this since 40, 50 years. difficult situation, it is the best strategy. The other strategy, what I've learned also judo and so on, judo strategy. Let the other person attack you. And take his power, and with his power, with his own power, let him let he drop down. Bring him to fall with his own power. Example. You are with your parents, and your parents are abusing you, that you are the best kid. And you agree. Yes, you agree. And then you say that your parents have educated you to become the worst kid. And worst parents fitting to worst kids, because the worst parents have influenced the kid to become worse. So at the end of the day, yes, the parents' own fault. Okay. The next strategy is Aikido. So I've learned this also. It's somehow genius. Wait that the other person is attacking you. If the other person attacking you, you follow each movement. This means you agree to everything. And then to the right moment, you change the direction of this guy. And then you bring him to the point. This is why Aikido, the people come very close, doing everything what the other person is doing also, just mirror him, and then bang! And the same thing you can do also. For instance, your chief is abusing you, that you have failed, that you are very bad, and you simply agree. And with this, he loses his power and comes down. And then you say, I will make it next time much better. You change the direction. And then you tell, it was not possible because the resources were missing, or that you have misunderstood him or her. Finish. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.